Well, not enough votes in the Harrelson County Board of Commissioners this week to put forth a question to constituents this November about whether or not the county should add a new government position, county administrator. District 1 Commissioner David Tarpley believes the position would benefit Harrelson County, and his proposal this week was to let the voters decide on it at the polls. That proposal stalled with a tie at 2 votes.
County administrator would take over the day-to-day operations of county business. They would be in charge of the department heads, in charge of all the employees, and this shields the commissioner from a lot of everyday going ons within a business that really shouldn't concern him or the board unless there is a legal matter. I ask that we bring this to a vote. And the vote for the board to vote on and myself was not a vote to hire a county administrator. It was a vote to allow the people of this county to decide. I'm very taken back from the fact that whether you were for an administrator or against an administrator, that 2 people decided what was best for the 18,000 registered voters in Harrelson County without giving them a chance to vote.
Tarpley says that according to county commissioners of Georgia, 123 of Georgia's 159 counties does have a county administrator or manager, although not all of those counties have the position as well as a full-time county chairman. Chairman Alan Poole was one of the 2 votes against the proposal this week. He tells WLBB Radio that he has no problem putting the question to voters, but with the vote being proposed for only 2.5 months away, he believes it's a timeline issue.
You've got to send a question to the creating body, which is in Kennesaw State. You've got to have the attorneys to look at it to see if it's a viable question that does not violate state or federal laws. And then you allow them to build the question, to formulate the question, to go on the ballot. It's a little bit more to it than just saying that we're going to put a question on the ballot for November.
Poole also questions whether there is enough time to completely define the position and its cost and completely inform the public of what the new role would be responsible before November.
One question that I have specifically would be, why is it such a dire need to add a position to the governing authority when the work is being done as we speak?
Meanwhile, Commissioner Tarpley says he plans to present the proposal again to the Board of Commissioners in 2019. It could get a different result then, as Brad Vines will replace Sammy Robinson on the board in the new year. Robinson did vote against that proposal this week. Also, Ronnie Ridley, who is recovering after a heart attack, could be back behind the commission desk at that point. Any change to the Harrelson County Charter would have to be approved by state legislators. Well, Carrollton High School adding a new activity to its extracurriculars. This fall, students can participate in the GHSA's first ever season of esports. Details on the season are still to be established, including which video games will be played and scheduling. But CHS Principal David Brooks hopes that this will get a new segment of the student population involved.
Students are really excited about it. I think there's some students who are not as plugged in school activities as others. This has hit them where their interest, this is what they're interested in, and they're looking forward to participating. And I think it'll be widely accepted throughout the school. I think there'll be a lot of people who want to participate on these teams.
Brooks added that students who are involved in extracurricular activities are more likely to graduate and expects a full team when the esports season begins. Carroll County's CASA celebrating Fan Day next month. The court-appointed special advocates group inviting all to come and learn more about the organization that represents children in foster care. CASA Board Chair Erica Teisinger speaking on Thursday's WLBB Community Voice.
A court-appointed special advocate is a volunteer trained to act as a firsthand expert for the individual needs of abused and neglected children. They're a very important part of the juvenile court system because they can speak directly on the needs of the child.
And Board Chair-elect Kaysen Hightower also joined the program Thursday. She discussed the need for more volunteers.
There are currently, I believe, 62 children currently in DFACS who we are not being able to serve because of the lack of volunteers.
Fan Day kicks off on September the 8th at Tanner State Park. For more information about CASA, that interview is now posted online at newstalk1330.com. Well, depending on cloud coverage, the area should be treated to one of the best meteor showers of the year this weekend. The Perseid meteor shower peaking Saturday night through early Monday morning. Director of the University of West Georgia Observatory, Ben Jenkins, advising how to watch the upcoming shower.
Anywhere dark away from city lights, the further out into the boonies that you can get, the better. And you're going to want to have good, clear, open skies, so not a whole lot of trees on the horizon. Find a good open field and just lay down on your back.
The Perseid meteor shower occurs every year when the Earth's orbit intersects with the debris from the Swift-Tuttle comet.
And so what we're actually observing is very small pieces of the comet that are entering in the Earth's atmosphere, and they're burning up as they do so because they're slowing down from over 10,000 miles an hour down to about 3,000 miles an hour very quickly. That creates heat, light, and you see it.
And Jenkins reminds that the UWG Observatory hosts public nights every month. The next one is August the 20th at 9:30 p.m. Carrollton City ready to unveil their new fire station at the intersection of Luverne and Brumbelow Road later on this month. Back in April of 2017, fire station number 22, located on Brumbelow, was hit by a tornado, causing some of the roof to be removed from the building, a wall to collapse, and a tree to fall at the front of the station. The firefighters employed at station number 22 have been working out of fire station 21 since that time. The station was originally planned to be completed by April of this year, but due to numerous weather delays, the opening date had been pushed back. Estimated cost of the new station is $1.5 million. Officials said proceeds received from the insurance claim will offset the cost of the new fire station. The public is invited to tour the new facility at an open house event coming up Thursday, August the 30th. I'm Colin Worthington.